Halloween for all with As I Am on Today FM.
We're really looking forward to this. We're going to be partnering with As I Am, Ireland's autism charity, to help raise awareness about the unique challenges that autistic people may face during the spooky season, because Halloween is for all. And joining me now is Adam Harris, CEO and founder of As I Am. Adam, it is a pleasure to have you on the show again.
Thanks for having me, and a huge thank you to everyone in Today FM for working with us to make Halloween more inclusive for all.
It is my favourite time of year, Adam. I was just saying to you off air, I prefer it to Christmas. Is that terrible?
Not at all. Whatever works for you. Lots of people love it, and lots of people in our community love it as well. And I think if we can just make small changes to make sure that everyone has the same chance to enjoy it, I think it would make such a difference to so many children and families right across Ireland.
Completely. So this is the whole point of it. We want to, with this show and across the station for the month of October, to raise awareness with As I Am, to talk about the autistic community and how we can make some small considerations to make it more fun. So give us some pointers, Adam.
Yeah, I think it's important to say Halloween is a great time of the year, and there's many children who are autistic who will really look forward to the events of a few weeks' time. But I think it's also about recognising it is a time of the year where it can be quite spooky, and that isn't for everybody. There's also a reality that all of a sudden our neighbourhoods, our communities, even our school classrooms look very different.
Yes.
And be less predictable. It's also a time of lots of noise and lots of sensory input. So whether that's fireworks, whether that's the foods and the smells that surround us, whether that's the noise and the people shouting trick or treat at our doors. It also comes at a time, I suppose, where for many people, Halloween is a very social occasion.
Yeah.
It's all about getting dressed up. And that may not work for everybody within our community. There may be barriers to having the same enjoyment of those experiences for some autistic people.
Okay.
And really the small things that we could do. So I think one is understanding that every environment is experienced differently. You know, what might be loud and exciting to one person might be quite overwhelming and scary for another person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sometimes about recognizing whether you're organizing a Halloween party in your house or in your school classroom, that sometimes less is more. Having dimmer lights, quieter decorations, or having a break corner or someone can go to if they're feeling a little bit overwhelmed.
Okay.
Could make a huge difference. I think it's important to say when we knock on our door and say trick or treat, not everybody communicates using the spoken word. Some people may use gestures. Some people may use cards. Some people may prefer not to speak. Some people may prefer to knock on your door not wearing a costume. Some people may want to knock on your door when they're still a little bit older.
Yeah.
So I think it's about saying all trick-or-treaters are welcome and come as you are. It's also about thinking, I suppose, about that there's no right or wrong way to celebrate Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, some children may find the dress-up aspect more challenging. Sometimes people may find certain costumes that little bit scarier.
Yeah.
Maybe at other times, you know, autistic people may prefer not to trick or treat and may prefer to stay at home and watch a scary film as well instead. So it's about recognizing that there is no right or wrong way. And I think sometimes when we comment, and we don't always mean to comment, but maybe to our extended family or to other friends about what you should do during Halloween, that can be quite stigmatizing and lead to shame for families. And I think we really want to avoid that.
Yeah. And Adam, the thing is, and it's something I've talked about a lot over the last number of years living here, like it has transformed in Ireland. Like it wasn't as a celebration or really like a family time as much when I first moved here. I felt anyway, was my experience. And growing up in Canada, it was very much an inclusive thing. It was a family time. And, you know, the trick-or-treating was always done in a very Canadian, respectful
yes.
way, Adam. And it was a very much a family time. So I'm delighted that it has become more of that. And coming with that and parceled with that is understanding that, as you said, everybody's experiencing it in a different way and they want to experience it in the way that they're most comfortable.
I think that's exactly it. And I think what's also really important is that Halloween comes at a time of the year that can be tricky for our community. It falls around the time of midterm, where often our children are struggling with the lack of routine
right.
associated with that. Also this year, let's face it, there's been a real growth in misinformation around autism, and there's a lot of fear within our community right now. So I think by visibly showing your support this Halloween, by reaching out, by making sure every child is invited and has an opportunity to participate in a way that works for them,
yeah.
we can really send a powerful message of support that will make a difference in Halloween, but I think will have a much deeper impact as well.
Definitely. So Adam, will you give out your points of contact for As I Am?
Absolutely. So people can contact us on 0818 234 234. That's our autism information line. It operates Monday to Thursday. Or you can email us right throughout the week on support@asiam.ie. And right across the month, we're going to be sharing more insights into experiences of Halloween and what listeners can do to be autism friendly. So stay tuned on Today FM and also check out our resources on asiam.ie.
Excellent. A pleasure as always, Adam. And we'll have Thanks, you on Adam. Again. Thank you so much for your time
Appreciate
this morning.
It. Have a good day.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Bye. And for more information, you can also head to todayfm.com/all and stay tuned across the month because we'll be caring a lot more about this on the show, as will other shows on Today FM, because Halloween is for all. It's especially for me because I love it, but it is for all. Dermot Kennedy, Outnumbered on Today FM.